Michael Burnett. So you got on the one hand challenges that come from diseases that you will get, okay, that your body's going to have to fight. But you also have accidents, and you also have just normal aging and whatnot. So I want to get Mike on here to briefly talk about this experience as we work our way to Dr. Brian Park. Mike, you there?
I'm here, buddy.
All right. Help us out. Go right ahead.
Well, as many of you know, I've been on these calls before, and I've talked about my diet regimen. And my buddy Roger Hill there, we've been traveling the country together for 10 years. Roger's always concerned about me. He comes out, he's very direct, and he said, Mike, you're going to kill yourself. He said, you're going to kill yourself with your diet. If you're a carnivore, you eat nothing but crap and garbage. And I'm not exaggerating in any way, shape, or form. I don't know what it is. I just think when Mom, you know, stopped forcing me to eat my vegetables at the age of, what, 12, 13, I just never liked them. So I just, you know, the past 40 years, I don't eat vegetables. I just have no desire to eat vegetables. I don't force myself to eat vegetables. I don't eat fruits. I literally live on breakfast meat, sausage, bacon, scrapple, pork roll, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, McDonald's. And typically speaking, and if you go by the sheer numbers and the odds, I should be in heart failure after 40 years of dieting like that daily. And I'm not, and I contribute it to Dr. Bevan Elliott's Restore. Before that, Ultramito. I've been taking this product faithfully, religiously, since 2015. It was interesting because when I started taking the product, Roger Hill and some of our other partners at that time started taking it, and we all got on the phone within a day or two or three, and everyone was raving about how amazing this product was and the strength and the power of what they were feeling. And I was telling these gentlemen, I'm not feeling anything. I said, I don't feel a thing. And interesting enough, I went a year on the product, and I didn't feel anything for a complete year, nothing whatsoever. And our scientist, Dr. Elliott and Roger, suggested, you know, Mike, maybe you ought to go have your blood tested, right? Because this is doing amazing, amazing things in people's lives. You're not feeling it. It doesn't mean it's not working. And I know one thing. Dr. Elliott is a brilliant scientist. And I trusted his judgment. I trusted his product. I trusted his research. And I could see what it was doing for the people around me. I flew down to Clearwater, Florida. And I met with a doctor who was, I joke and call him a fountain of youth doctor. He was an anti-aging doctor. And he had done a lot of clinical research and trials and a lot of work in the area of anti-aging and did a lot of blood work. So I went down and I met with the doctor. I spent 2 days there at his clinic. He did a variety of tests, drew a bunch of blood, I want to say 10 or 12 vials of blood, very deep, deep, extensive dive on every element and factor of my blood and what makes it up. It wasn't that simple blood test that we get, you know, every couple of years the doctor sends us for. This was deep. This was a deep dive. In fact, the doctor didn't take anyone's insurance. I think it was a $3,000 appointment. But we wanted to know, and I wanted to see what was going on. And that doctor at that time came back and said to me, this is an anomaly. This doesn't make sense. Somebody like you with your diet practices, you know, someone that lives on, you know, just nothing but meat all day, every day, and junk food and high cholesterol, and you're eating that McDonald's crap, he said to me. He said, it's just unfathomable. It's unbelievable. He said, and then on top of that, you're flying around the country with your partner, Roger Hill, and you're on airplanes, and you're drinking Crown Royal at night at dinners, and you like your your scotch, you like your whiskey, and this is just ridiculous. It's insane. And the doctor asked me, said, what is going on? There's got to be something to this. It just doesn't make sense. He said, your blood is actually it's perfect, and it shouldn't be, but it is. He said, you know, not just your cholesterol, but every aspect of it. You know, and he said, this is crazy. And at that time, I started to talk to him about Dr. Bevan Elliott and the Ultramito, the nanotechnology, the olive oil stem, lead. And believe it or not, at this point in time, this was the phase one, the initial product. And I don't think at that point we had all the new ingredients that we do now, like the black seed oil that Lisa was talking about. So I went back to Roger and the Dr. Elliott, and I said, I will never stop taking this. Never. I said, I believe that this product, I believe it from the bottom of my heart. I bet my life on it, guys, and I'm not the doctor. I'm not a scientist. I said, but I believe that this is a filter for my blood, and as soon as any radicals, free radicals start popping up or bouncing around, I just feel like this product is going in there, and it is just cleansing my blood. It's purifying it. You know, I believe if one day I was to get cancer, if it was possible, can't control that, but this is my personal opinion. I believe and I trust that when it starts, if it starts, this is going to go in there, and it is going to, like a net, a fish net. It's taking out the garbage. It's taking out the trash. And I found this out in 2016 is when I met, 1 year after being on the product. 365 days, I never missed a day. And then I had an incident in 2017, Roger's talking about, where I was playing Superman after a bad snowstorm in New Jersey, and I had a 60-foot tree or 50-foot tree that went down, and I was cutting it down. I was out there with a chainsaw in my hand, out in the limb, tree jerked. I fell over. I fell about 12 feet, and I landed on my chest and my face. I had a friend that was standing there with me who looked at me and thought I killed myself and said, I think we need to go to the hospital. I told him, I said, I think I just maybe strained a muscle. I'm feeling okay, but I had some pain in my throat, was worried about my esophagus. Inflammation, and want to wake up in the middle of the night and find out, you know, I broke something and caught and, you know, obstructed my airway. So I go to the hospital, I walk in, they go nuts in the emergency room. We've got at that time, a 49-year-old male fell 12 feet from a tree on his face. They've got me in a collar. They've got four or five doctors in there that are giving me IDs and, you know, cutting off my clothes. And you'd have thought I was in a plane crash. It was crazy. And I told them, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. I'm walking out of here. I've got no issues. And they had told me that they had three men my age, around my age, that had died that year. Same type of thing, fell out of trees. And they had figured I was probably going to be number four. After a bunch of tests and whatnot, they came back and they said, well, it's a miracle. It looks like you are walking out of here after all. I think what you did, though, is you ripped your tendon from your bicep. And I said, well, I don't feel any pain. I said, well, that's really insane. You don't feel any pain. So they gave me some Percocet. They gave me the Vicodin. They gave me a bunch of pain medicine. They sent me home and they said, make sure you take that pain medicine because you don't want the pain to set in and then you're chasing the pain, they called it. They said, you don't want to chase the pain. You chase the pain, you can never catch up. They actually scared the daylights out of me. But I'm waiting for this intense pain to hit. I went home. I called Dr. Elliott. I called my buddy Roger. I said, guys, I'm not taking Vicodin. I'm not taking Percocet. I hear what they're doing. They're killing our vets. I said, they're killing people with this opioids, and they're getting addicted to this stuff. And it's scarier, I think, than the pain. I said, can I drink a bottle of Restore? Can I drink a bottle of this Ultramito, Dr. Elliott? Can I do that, Bevan? He said, a bottle, Mike. Are you crazy? A bottle? I said, look, I'm not a scientist. I'm just logical. It's olive oil stem leaf based, right? What could it do? Can it hurt me? He said it can't hurt you. You might have some stomach issues. Maybe we run into the bathroom, depending on how your body can absorb all that, you know, that quantity of oil. And I said, well, you told me, Doc, this is an anti-aging, anti-inflammatory. Well, I need the best anti-inflammatory on the market. And you told me that that's what this is. I'm going to trust you and believe you. I started drinking a bottle of our Ultramito every day. One bottle. Never took a pain pill, never took a Vicodin, never took a Percocet. As I went through with my surgery, pre-op, post-op, of course, they gave me more Vicodin, more Percocet, more pills. All the way through rehab, never one day did I take a pain pill. The worst thing I ever did, because I got scared one day, I felt a twitch, I took a Tylenol. And I'm upset I did that. I doubted myself for a minute, but Dr. Elliott's Ultramito is all I use, all I took throughout that entire ordeal. When I went into rehabilitation, they told me the goal, sir, is for you to be able to take your palm out there, put your palm flat, spin your hand over, flip it over, let me see the other side of your hand. I did that motion instantly on day one. They said, sort of like Lisa Woods went through, they said, this is crazy. This is a miracle. This is insane. You should not have that type of mobility. What is going on? What are you doing? And I told them, I said, I didn't take one of your pain pills. I don't need your rehab. I said, I took a product that my company makes, Dr. Bevan Elliott. It's an anti-inflammatory, anti-aging. It's like Robitussin. Chris Rock says it fixes what ails you. And that's all I did. That's all I did. And I'm here today and as an example. And they said, well, there's no swelling. There's no inflammation. Well, the surgeon tried to take credit for the range of motion. He said, I'm a great surgeon. He told all his students that. But he came back to me a day later and said, can I look at this product and do some research on what you took and what you're taking? And I'll tell you what, no pain throughout the entire ordeal, pre-surgery, post-surgery. I didn't have to go to rehab. I took the exercises. I was polite. No rehab, no nothing. This product took any inflammation, any pain I had, and it was gone. It was gone from the second I fell out of that tree. And I believe I had just enough padding. I told Roger, I said, I think I had just enough padding and just enough muscle that it broke the fall and I bounced a little bit. But that product that had been my bloodstream at that point for 2.5 straight years, never missed a day. The most important thing I take, I never want to be without it. I told Bevan I'd sell my everything I own. I'd sell my kids to make sure we have this product. We are never, ever, ever not going to have this product. And then just this past year, I was telling Roger, actually 2 months ago, I went to a new doctor, a different doctor. I wanted to get new results. And this doctor, I had only known this doctor for a day or so. He didn't even know me. And the doctor took my blood test, took my blood panel. I had it done 6 months ago, and then I had it done a year ago. I walked in with the blood panel, the blood work. I said, Doc, this is 12 months. This is 6 months. Take a look. What do you think? And the doctor, I told Roger, looked at me, and he said, I hate you. I said, whoa, we don't even know each other. We're not friends. The doctor looked at my blood work and said, I have been a vegetarian. I have been a vegan. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I exercise. I watch what I eat. I watch what I do. And he studied my blood panel for probably 20 minutes. I just sat there watching him in a gown. It was awkward. And he was blown away. He can't believe it. He wants to get with Dr. Bevan Elliott. He wants to do research. He wants to understand it. He wants to call his patients. Miracle stuff, Roger. Miracle
stuff. Miracle stuff. Absolutely. Let me jump in because I want to get us to Dr. Brian Parker. Here's the point that Mike is helping us make. You don't know what's going to happen to you. You don't know if it's going to be a disease like Lisa had. You don't know if it's an accident like he had. All we know is it's not kind of like what the T-shirt says. Stuff happens, and it's going to happen. How ready are you going to be mitochondrially when it does?